another large crowd, and a gun. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Three people are dead and nearly a dozen more are hurt after gunfire erupted in downtown Philadelphia. Police say when shots were fired last night into a crowd on South Street, an officer shot at a suspect, but it's unclear if that suspect was hit. No arrests have been made, but police have recovered two weapons. Not far from downtown Phoenix, a deadly shooting at a strip mall.
Phoenix police say a woman was pronounced dead after she was taken to the hospital in this incident. A total of nine people were shot. The victims range in age from 18 to 24 years old. There's few details on this case right now. No arrests have been made, and so far, there's no word on a description on a suspect.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Police say Saturday's shooting happened during some sort of party. Two of the injured are said to have life-threatening injuries. A sense of calm in the capital of Ukraine has been shattered after a series of Russian missiles struck Kyiv this morning.
The mayor there said in a message on the Telegram app that the blast took place in two districts in the capital and that there are already services working at the explosion sites. Witnesses also reported seeing smoke.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. After a stormy Saturday, the sun will return to parts of southern Florida. In Miami, there were dozens of water rescues.
They've had some significant street flooding as a result of this. Anywhere between 8 and 11 inches of rain came down in parts of South Florida. It was expected, too. And then you went over to Naples and back up to Fort Myers. Some of those spots were like 6 to 8 inches.
Meteorologist Dave Osterberg with Fox 13 in Tampa. The system, now Tropical Storm Alex, is over the Atlantic. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The biggest baby formula factory in the country is once again churning out product. The Abbott facility in Michigan is back online after shutting down in February over contamination issues. The reopening is a relief to millions of parents who have been scrambling to feed their babies, but the plant is currently only making one kind of formula.
That specialty brand was not part of the voluntary recall in mid-February. The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the two brands that were recalled. But once it does, Abbott says it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves.
Fox's Grady Trimble outside the plant in Sturgis, Michigan. A Russian agent tied to the radioactive poisoning of a former colleague has died himself after coming down with COVID-19.
The agent who passed away is Dmitry Kovtun. His death at age 57 blamed on COVID. UK authorities say that in 2006, Kovtun and another Russian had tea in London with former KGB spy turned defector Alexander Litvinenko, who had exposed corruption in Russian intelligence. The two Russians were accused of spiking Litvinenko's tea with the deadly isotope polonium-210. The two men denied involvement in the death, as did the Kremlin, but British authorities say Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the poisoning. Roger Stern, Fox News.
There isn't much federal airport agents haven't seen, especially when it comes to drug smuggling. Last week, a man was arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, with more than 23 pounds of cocaine concealed in the seat cushions of a motorized wheelchair. When questioned by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers, the man's answers apparently didn't add up. He's charged with drug trafficking. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.